Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
We did have some Monday Night
Football,
Kenny.
Don't call Neil Kornrich. Put the phone down.
I did not call. I just want the gear. When you're promised gear, you like to get the gear. That's all.
Gear of what? NFL teams? Or agency?
He's got it all. He's got it all over there on the east side.
Can he give me something San Jose State?
that wouldn't mess with your Iowa State stuff, so no. You'd be good. But I just want to ask, did you watch any of the Monday Night Football game? This was an easy auto skip for me.
I watched a little bit.
You did?
Yeah.
How much did you need to watch as Houston was up 14-0?
Not terribly much. They missed a field goal. I watched until they hit the field goal, then there was a penalty on Houston, and then later in the drive they went for it on 4th-and-2, didn't convert. It was 20-10. I went, that's it. And I think the final score was what, 30-10? 34-10, yeah. There you go.
Hey, Cooper Rush.
So I didn't miss much except for two more touchdowns.
He did throw for 354. I know a lot of people were talking about Jameis's output last week. Bad teams, quarterbacks, they will get their shot. They will get their shot to throw the football
around. We have a bad team. We had a starting quarterback. He got nowhere near even 300 yards, let alone 395.
That is what, you know what, to get back to that, I know this wasn't what we were going to talk about at all, and we'll move on quickly because we don't want to bury this dead horse after we've already pounded it enough. Kenny, I love how over the last few days there have been some of the Watson truthers come out and said, we told you we were right all along. It wasn't just Watson's fault. It's like, yeah, but why couldn't he get more than 180 yards in a passing game? Why is it so easy for Jameis Winston to go out there and throw for... Jameis could have thrown for 400. Why is it so easy?
I'm sure somebody...
Why is Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman...
I'm sure somebody will find a way to do the mental gymnastics. Because if I've known anything over the last 3 years, there are people... I mean, they make Mary Lou Retton look like she can't walk down a sidewalk with the mental gymnastics they're willing to do over that quarterback.
Where are all the sacks? Where are all the sacks?
Well, that's what they're going to use, and they're going to say that the O-line wasn't healthy. And the O-line's not healthy now either, but...
No.
Wyatt Teller was out the whole time that when Watson was the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
But still.
He
ran into a ton of sacks on his own.
I think that's
he made
the moral
sacks
of the story, right?
When there were no sacks.
I do think Jack Conklin played well. Can we extend him? Time to extend him?
Four more years.
Meanwhile,
even more money.
Meanwhile, Kevin Stefanski held serve yesterday, showing some of that world-famous emotion in his press conference with Browns reporters, his Zoom call. Now, Stefanski, in some ways, a short week might work out for them because it means short memory.
Thursday night games don't allow you really to spend much time thinking about the previous one. You got to get on the next opponent, understand what they're about as a team, offense, defense, special teams, all those things. So we need to lock in this week versus a division opponent.
Okay, so when you're playing the Steelers, they are coming off a very physical game against...
All their games are physical. It's the Steelers.
Well, it's true.
They challenge everyone as men.
I think it's just because, even though, funny thing is, defensively, Baltimore hasn't been good this year. That was like Baltimore, probably their best defensive performance of the season just because they limited Pittsburgh to all field
goals. Also happened to be the Steelers' best performance of the season defensively because they have one of the best offenses in the NFL, Baltimore does.
Yeah, so overall, do you think short week, long week, does it matter to the Browns at this point? Does this help them?
Short weeks, long weeks, doesn't matter. Next week when you play the Broncos, it'll be a long week. And will it matter? We'll find out.
Stefanski pressed on what the situation is currently at left tackle with Jedrick Wills.
Do you feel like if he can get out there that maybe he would be your best option to replace DeJuan this weekend?
We'll see how it goes over the next couple days.
That's a no. That is a no.
They have not cut Jed Wills. I know there was some thought that he could just flat out get cut. The other thing.
Wait a minute. Kenny. She asked, is he your best option? Is that what she asked?
Do you feel like if he can get out there that maybe he would be your best option to replace DeJuan this weekend?
Did you see Jermaine Effetti?
We'll see how it goes over the next couple days.
Did you see Jermaine Effetti on Sunday? Yeah, you did. He ain't the best option.
No?
Nah. Nah. He ain't the best option.
I agree, Ken.
Nah. We'll see how it goes in the next couple days, meaning nope.
We get another this week? Are we going to get another chance to talk to Wills in the... in the locker room.
I imagine it's very difficult to be in Kevin Stefanski's doghouse. So once you're in it, I don't know if you're ever getting out.
Boy, that's interesting. Who has been?
I think it's got to be very difficult to be in Kevin Stefanski's doghouse.
Like we think about Mike Tomlin, the Harbaughs. Like there can be in any NFL coach. There is a doghouse.
Yeah, but he's
who
not.
Who has been in the Kevin Stefanski doghouse?
Maybe a little bit of Njoku. Maybe. But, like, Stefanski is not.
Was Odell, even after all those antics? Genevieve and Clowney, well, after all that we found out behind the scenes from Mary Kay, that's like, they were dealing with this all year.
Because Kevin is the way it is. He's like, hey, man, you can be mad at me, but this is the way it goes. Like, this is the system of how we're running things. So we're either going to do it or we're not. And so if you've made Kevin mad, boy, I think you're in a weird spot there, man. I think it's almost impossible to make Kevin Stefanski really mad at you. I mean, really, really mad at you. And it seems like he's not very thrilled here.
All right. How about NBA? Cleveland Cavs and the Boston Celtics, the most eagerly anticipated matchup of the young NBA season. It is tonight. The Cavs, the Celtics, Cavs 15-0. Boston 11-3, the defending champs. A little bit of injury news. Okoro is questionable. Wade, can't call him D. Wade. Wade has already been listed as out.
Dean W.
For this game, Merrill is questionable. LeVert is questionable. Garland's fine, which is good. I was a little worried about Garland. He is fine.
Yeah.
So the Cavs are not exactly going to be all fully healthy. And obviously, we know the Celtics will not have Porzingis. Drew Holiday missed their last game against Toronto, a narrow victory. He will play, according to Joe Mazzulla, who also had this to say about a pretty big matchup.
They're shooting the ball really well, all those guys. They're playing at a high level right now, for sure, and they got a lot of talent, but I think some of the small tweaks that they've made and then just their ability to shoot the ball.
He actually gave a serious answer for once. Does that mean he's taking the Cavs seriously? Joe Mazzulla has...
I think we're ready for a fight.
Yeah, given these... comedy press conference routines. But it sounds like they are certainly taking this game seriously. I'm just excited about early season game. Now, we're going to talk about the stakes of this game, obviously. But I am going to tell you, I'm going to try to watch like the first half. I'm going to try to just enjoy good basketball. We'll see how long. We'll see how long that lasts.
Take it seriously. What do you mean? I'm trying to enjoy good basketball.
Remember, it is a November basketball game.
Shut up.
Well, didn't
take it seriously.
Haven't a lot of people told you, like, are we really going to be talking about this game come
but that's a loser.
April
we
and
probably
May.
Won't be, but you know what? Stop taking a loser mentality, a scared mentality, take it seriously.
I'm not scared.
You know what? You sound scared when you say, I'm just going to try to enjoy good basketball.
Well, because they play.
That's what you sound like.
Their opponents, but really both these teams have had kind of very easy schedules. Basically, if you're in the Eastern Conference, you've had very easy schedules because there hasn't been a lot of, you know, mixing of the East and the West so far this year and the whole East. I mean, did you see Philadelphia last night?
I did not. No. I'm
embarrassing.
Sorry.
Embarrassing loss. They're talking about firing their coach, Nick Nurse. Embarrassing effort against Miami. So the East is so bad. It's nice to finally have like a team that will command some respect. We really haven't had that. I mean, look at the teams the Cavs have played so far. How many teams have you respected?
A few
played.
A few of them.
The Knicks.
I respected Philly going in. That's odd.
Well, I know. Not this
version.
Did
you respect them coming out, though?
Yeah.
No.
All right. That's it for about last night.